Welcome to Daf Yerushalmi. We're holding in Dumai, Daf Mem Zayin, the Hoysa Vador edition, Perek Chamishi, Halacha Hey, in the beginning of the Gemara. So we're continuing here the discussion, when can you do Meiser from one batch of fruit to another? And the Gemara says right away the Shita that says, Rabbi Yisi B'Shem Rabdayo, Rabbi Yoini B'Shem Chizkiel, Ein Belilo El Eliyayin U'L'Shemen Bilvat. The only things that mix up and become one are liquids, like wine and oil. So once you put the liquid together, even though you brought it from two different sources, they're all mixed up together. When you do mice, you can do one mice on the entire thing, because b'manoshach, if you have your mixture, the mice is also a mixture. Says, even if it's very small, like the size of an olive, it also mixes up. Even salads, if it's very small pieces, you can mix them up very well, and they will become micer in a proportionate way. Says the Mishnah, "Pligol Abiyechanan." Chura, Mishnah's arguing Abiyechanan because the Mishnah said, "Betmoim ubi groigros, dates and dry figs, boil vinoitel." You can mix them up and then do mice on the whole thing. Says the Gemara, "Posala at kazeisim." Talk about that they are smaller than the size of a zeis. You cut the dates and the figs to the size of a zeis, and then they mix well together. This obviously, as Reb Chaim points out, Rabbi Yosi that said only liquid doesn't fit with the Mishnah. The Gemara tried to understand according to Rabbi Yochanan, does he fear the Mishnah or not? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi B'Shem Zehiro says, B'dmai Kelu. Even according to Rabbi Yosi, he can answer. You don't mix up things that are not d'mai, that are for sure tevel, or you're not sure if they're tevel or not. But some things that are d'mai, which you are assuming the most of my hearts do myser, and we're more lenient by d'mai, so then, there, if they're mixed up, you could do one myser the entire thing, even though usually, you say there's no below, there's no mix-up, unless it's liquid. Says the Gemara, Rab Yehuda Tanina is the words that according to Rab Chaim we take out, so we're skipping to the next words. Rab Yehuda Oimer Emosai, we will quote in the Mishnah. Rab Yehuda said when? Bezman Shematon Merubah, that's when you have large gifts that people gave him. So then you say that you can do one Meis on the whole thing. Bezman Shematon Merubah, but if you have one who gave him a small gift, and everybody has give a gift, a big gift, so then, you have to mice on each one. Why? Because you see, they don't mix up well. They mix up when everybody has the same amount. All the givers, all the people that own fields give the same amount. So you mix them up, you see they're proportionally, evenly divided. But if you have one who gave less than others, then you can't say that. And the Gemara now goes to explain, so what do you do when you have one who's less than others? Explains the Gemara, the vase of Yana Yamri. Peshas HaKor Yishon, we talked in the time of a Goyrin, time with people, I'll gather the tavu in the fields. Shakola noistim in measer. Everybody gave the amount of measer. That was the standard gift that people gave. Ayu called it noistim in measer. Everybody gives 100. Ve'echod mechamishi. But only one person gave. He gave 50. So then meiser mechamishi. Then you have to do meiser from every 50. The way the Rashi Tzvi explains it, because we know the smallest gift is 50. So even though they don't mix well, so as Reb Chaim points out, we're making of your religion by d'mai to give the shear of the smallest matana, even though logically it doesn't make sense. Because the point is, you don't have a good mixture. Every fruit, you're not sure if it comes from one source or two different sources. So, but it's some kind of leniency that we have by d'mai. So if you have everybody giving a large gift, and one is giving a smaller one, a smaller meiser, so then you go based on the measurement of the smaller one. Hayu akol noistim mechamishim, everybody gives 50. Ve'echod ma'arboyim, one gives 40. Meiser Marboy, same thing, you go for the smaller gift, which is 40. When every 40 fruits, you have to do Meiser. Ayu HaKol Noistim Marboy, everybody gives 40. Ve'echad Mishloishim, one is different, he gives small, he gives only 30. Meiser Mishloishim. Ayu HaKol Noistim Mishloishim, everybody gives 30. Ve'echad Meiser, one person gave Meiser for 20. Meiser Meiser, we give Meiser for every 20. Ayu HaKol Noistim Meiser, Ve'echad Me'asara, everybody gives 20, and one gave 10. Meiser Me'asara, so then you do a Meiser from each 10. Ayu HaKol Noistim Me'asara, everybody gives 10. Ve'echod me'echod, and one gave only one fruit, ma'isa v'kol echod ve'echod, do ma'isa from each fruit, because then you definitely don't rely on the mixture, and you assume that it came from different sources, so you can ma'isa from different sources, because maybe one is ma'isa, one is not. Says the Gemara daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, alokach min asitur, the Mishnah says that you take from a type of a wholesaler, a person who buys from many people, and sells. So if you asked him, and he said that it came from the same source, you rely on him. Says the Gemara, boy, afilu yishbik loy mikhoi, inun chitu nezavin nechetamol, tavi ravon. Meaning, even if a person goes to the buy, to the seller and says, you know, the wheat I bought yesterday was amazing. And the guy says, Me'inon, inon. Yeah, that's the same one. So you would say maybe the reason he says it came from the same place, because the buyer was so satisfied with the original place, so therefore he has a reason to lie, to say, by the way, what I'm selling you today is the same place. Don't worry, I have nothing to worry about. I'm giving you for the same source. Maybe you will say you can't rely on it. So the Gemara brings it as a question. According to Reb Chaim, we stay with the question, we don't answer. According to all the Mefarshim over here, the Gemara says as a statement, we always rely on him. So the Gemara, Tanu kach min echinvoni, v'chazo l'kach min oshniya. He goes by from a grocer, then he goes by again. He sees he's taking from the same barrel. Ma'aser v'menu olav. You can rely on it that probably it all came from the same source, and you do one ma'aser fall. But if he doesn't know that the same barrel, then you can't rely on it. You assume it came from two different sources. We talk about these large barrels, that every barrel comes from one source. You don't mix up two different things. But when you have the small barrels, the small pitchers, that you take from several different places, the normal way is that you take many different barrels and put it into small pitchers. Small pitcher, you take whatever you have. So you can't rely on it that it came from the same source. Very possible it came from several different sources, and you can't do one ma'aser on the entire thing. A person takes from Balabais, he's an owner, and he takes from him again. You can be ma'aser from one to another, because you assume it all came from the field of the Balabais. Even though there are two different baskets, even if it's two different cities, you assume the Balabais, if either he's ma'aser everything he has, or he doesn't ma'aser anything. You don't have to assume that some fields he's ma'aser and some he doesn't. If you have a Baabai selling vegetables in the market, if it's all come from his own fields, then you ma'aser from the whole thing because it's all come from the same source. But if he's selling from other people as well, there has to be ma'aser from each vegetable. Says the Gemara, Rabbi asks, according to Rabbi, you have to be ma'aser not only from every bundle. The Gemara understands, you can assume usually that if you have one bundle of vegetables, so then you can be ma'aser on that bundle. But according to our mayor, even if they're all in one bundle, you have to be ma'aser from each vegetable. Why? Because our mayor assumes that even a bundle probably opened up. Where do we see that? The Tanin Tamon, it says over there, Omar Meir, v'chibipri ma'timu, why did they assume the bundles of the market do get tumu? As we know, the only way for vegetables to get tumo is when one waters them. So the discussion over there is, if you have vegetables, do you assume that dry vegetables were watered by the person selling them? And if they're watered, so then they get tumo. So a man says, no, maybe they were not watered. The reason why you're choshish for liquid, that it gets tumo, is because of the following. The thing is that maybe the bundle opened up, and the seller needs to bundle it again. As he's bundling it again, he may put the knot in his mouth and then bundle it. So you have some spit, some saliva on the knot, and that's why the vegetables gets tumo. I mean, your mayor holds, when you see a bundle, you should assume that maybe the bundle opened up and it was reclosed. And if it was opened up, your choshish that maybe the way it was closed again, it was tied up again, is with liquid of atomic liquid. So says the Gemara, the same way you say there, that a bundle opens up and he needs to retie it with his mouth, and then you have a problem of tumo, went up from chesam udalaf on top, or different gears on the side over here, af hacho, here as well, derech agudo litor, this bundle will open. He will take out vegetables on the outside, put it on the inside. Whatever is the inside, put on the outside. In other words, when you have a bundle of vegetables, it may very well coming from different places. You can't do ma'aser on the entire bundle. You have to do ma'aser from each vegetable. Says the Gemara, not only if they bring it from his fields, even if he brings from other fields, if all these fields, all the other owners of the fields, they do ma'aser based on him, meaning they rely on this seller to do the ma'aser. So then, ma'aser mizelze, then you could rely on it to ma'aser the same thing. If you love ain't no ma'aser mizelze, if now you don't do ma'aser from one to another, meaning what? Meaning, we're going back to the reliance on this Amoritz. You have an Amoritz that he has fruits and vegetables that he's selling. And the question is, can you do one maris on the entire thing? Or you choishes, you can't do it in places. And maybe some of them is Usr, some of them is not. So Gemara says, even if it came from different gardens, if they all rely on this seller to do the miser, so then we say either he did miser on the entire thing, or he did not do miser at all. We don't assume that maybe he did miser on his own, but he didn't do miser for others. If he's responsible, he will act the same way he does with his own vegetables, and the same way he will act with other vegetables. And therefore, you could rely on it that you could do one miser on the entire thing. It's one suffix, it's considered to be the same thing. In order to fix this dvai, you could do miser in one shot. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Dvai Daf Mem Zayin.